scoring list.
No. I'd like to see him for a few more years. He had a really good game. I mean, it was solid. I think tonight what I was happy with offensively is we did a pretty good job of moving the ball. We missed some really good shots. But I think I went inside out nice, and I think we did a good job overall as far as getting it in good situations.
Well, I noticed that the target was hit free from the outside too, and it's nice to have that balance. You know, you got him inside, you got some guys outside, and Deering.
Yeah, well, you got to have that. You know, I mean, I think that helps Justin a ton too. And we've been talking a lot about making sure as a team that we continue to play as a team, because we got a lot of good offensive weapons. So we got to make sure that we continue to use all of them.
Coach, it looked like you were trying to maybe push the ball, do a little bit of fast break in the first half. Was that intentional to try to maybe use some of that speed to create some offense?
Absolutely. I mean, I think we got to continue to work on that. I think our biggest thing is when we can rebound and defend, we have great speed. And I think that's another way, especially for Justin and Darren both, to get them out on the wing and then get Justin on the seal. You know, it's a lot harder to come on the double that way. So, the more we can do that, the better off we're going to be. So we're going to continue to, we've been working on it really in practice probably the last week and a week and a half, and really trying to push it a little more.
Justin, you aware of, your place now in the record book?
Only thing I want to be aware of is being a grand champion at the end of the season.
Did you pass somebody again today, Robert? I didn't pass anybody, by the way.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Darian, you were getting some open looks in the second half. Do you think that's attributed at all to being able to get the ball inside to Justin?
Yeah, it does a lot. Cause the opposing team, they game plan on Justin a lot. The whole team sinks to the paint whenever he touched the ball. So I just spot up, and just shoot the ball with confidence.
Coach, looked like you were tightening up a little bit more on defense in the second half. What did you tell the guys as far as defensively what you wanted to do ahead?
Well, I mean, I think one thing we did a better job of in the second half is took away the penetration. In the first half, there was way too many times we allowed them to get in the lane. And really in the second half, I thought we did a better job on the hedge of the ball screen, and then we did a nice job of just keeping them out of the paint. And so we forced them into taking a lot of jump shots, and a lot of those were contested. They shot 28% in the second half, and 11% from three. So that's from a good shooting team, that feels pretty good.
It's a team that's got a pretty similar record overall. You stress the importance of getting a victory, particularly at home.
Well, we have games you got to get. You cannot lose at home if you want to be in a situation where you're looking to contend. So, every game's going to be a battle. I mean, these guys know that. They've been around for 4 years. They've been playing since they were freshmen. So, they understand it, and I think they're doing a good job of making sure everybody in our locker room is aware of what has to happen.